Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message dealing with differences. Mankind is at a place that it may find difficult to navigate through. It is almost like the situation of placing a loaded gun in the hands of a child. The danger is that a loaded gun can accidentally kill someone, especially a child who doesn't know how to properly handle it. The loaded gun is the internet and other forms of unfiltered and controlled communications directed at people for the purpose of manipulation toward a certain action, behavior, or belief. People are like children in that we don't have the means or tools to validate all that is being said and done in this name or that, or for this cause or that. It makes it nearly impossible for some to distinguish between what they should believe and what they should not. The rapid, relentless flow of communication is accelerating change in what was considered normative and sparking division in nearly every part of society. I purposely use what is being transmitted as communication as opposed to information. Information is that which alerts one to something real or legitimate one needs to know. Communication is everything capable of being cognitively processed. People are receiving on and in every possible medium it can be transmitted across. One such change is in how many more people view sexuality. The standard or straight view, which is part of the Judeo-Christian ethic, which has prevailed for centuries, is being challenged. People with different views and beliefs concerning sexuality are openly demanding and petitioning to be protected by and treated like those with full citizenship rights and privileges. Until fairly recently, people with such views and beliefs were mostly suppressed and not allowed to openly express them. The sexual differences are just one of the many people are grappling with, brought about in large part by the flow of communication, reflecting the opinions and beliefs of anyone, no matter how sensational, unorthodox, radical, or divisive they may be. How are Christians, as well as others, supposed to deal with all the differences these things are fostering? In a democracy, the will of the majority should prevail while protecting the rights of the minority. As the majority view changes on topics like sexuality, what are those who hold the traditional view grounded in Judeo-Christian ethics to do? There are many things that need to be sorted out and consulted on concerning this and other changing attitudes about culture and society, much of which I hope to engage in future sermons and follow-ups. But suffice it today to remind everyone that America and all the Western democracies are not ruled by God. A society and culture ruled by God would be a theocracy. This is what Israel was initially established as. But even it refused to abide by God's commands, for which it paid a substantial price. But it did survive long enough for God to establish the meaning of holiness, His will for human behavior, and the means for humanity's ultimate salvation and deliverance from sin. For countless centuries in the West and many other parts of the world, were in general agreement based on what was revealed through Israel on what was right and wrong, good and evil. However, with consensus on such things being harder to come by, Christians must reevaluate their approach and methods in to reach a changing world of growing diverse opinions and beliefs while remaining faithful and true to the teachings and message of the gospel of Jesus Christ before humanity accidentally shoots itself. For once shot, God only knows how serious a wound will be inflicted. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School, Missions, and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.